Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College.
Though many Quakers have changed the world through radical actions, others have done so through more subtle means, including academia. Today on the Quaker Almanac, we recognize one such person. Edward Burnett Tyler was a noted anthropologist who was influential in his contributions to the field of religious studies. Tyler was born into a wealthy Quaker family in 1832 in London, England. Tyler was not a particularly religious man. In fact, his anthropological views are rather definitively against religious practice as a whole. However, his Quaker upbringing probably did play some role in shaping his life and work. His distaste for Christian religious institutions of the time, particularly for the Catholic Church, quite possibly resulted from his more radical Quaker upbringing. In addition, his interest in prehistoric studies, which plays a crucial role in his understanding of religion and culture, was sparked by a fellow Quaker named Henry Christie. Tyler sought to introduce a theory of religion that did not just conform to conventional Christian moorings, but that explained the origins of all religions through an understanding of primitive culture and mythology. According to Tyler, the idea of the soul first arose in primitive humans due to the questioning of what leaves the soul after death, as well as the questioning of the nature of human figures and dreams. From here, says Tyler, a natural progression of thought occurs over the eons. For example, if souls explain the activities and movements of human beings, then non-humans, such as trees, rivers, or stars, must have souls as well, as they are similarly dynamic and changing objects. This led to a later idea that there are souls that are not attached to the physical world at all, also known as spirits. As the generations pass, beliefs about spirits can change. The spirit of a single tree can eventually become the spirit of a whole forest. Such spirits will eventually develop human attributes, likely becoming part of a pantheon of local deities. In this way, Tyler understood religious thought to be part of humanity's attempts throughout history to rationalize the world around it. Looking back on Tyler's work from the present day, it is not without flaws. Tyler saw monotheism as the ultimate end to humanity's religious development, and even saw religion as an outdated understanding of the world when compared with the techniques of modern science. Regardless, to this day, Tyler's ideas about the origins of religious thought stand as one of the pillars upon which the study of religion is based.
Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.